This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Russian forces are still scrambling to respond to a surprise Ukrainian attack after almost a week of fierce fighting. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports that Russian President Vladimir Putin insists Moscow's army will prevail.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin has said that Ukraine's incursion into Kursk in Russia is an attempt to stop Moscow's eastern offensive. Russian President Vladimir Putin said that the Ukrainian attack on Kursk is also a tactic to gain leverage in future peace talks. Russian forces are still scrambling to respond to the surprise Ukrainian attack, but Putin insisted that Moscow's army will prevail. More than 100,000 civilians have been forced to flee as almost a week of fierce fighting continues. Putin has remained defiant and has said the Russian military is driving on with its eastern Ukraine offensive regardless. I'm Karen Chamas.
A fire broke out Sunday at a cooling tower at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine, which is under the control of Russian forces. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russian troops of having started the fire. The Russians say it's from Ukrainian shelling. International security expert at Chatham House, Marion Messmer.
I am from South Africa, and I can say you'd think it would be hotter in Africa, but the Paris heat is far worse than it is in Africa.
Europe is dealing with a massive heat wave. That was a tourist in Paris where the temperature soared to 40 degrees Celsius. The heat not helping firefighters in Greece, where more than 670 of them are battling a fierce wildfire about 35 kilometers north of Athens. The wildfire, fueled by gale force winds, spread to the edge of the Greek capital. This is VOA News. Hong Kong's top court on Monday unanimously dismissed the bid to overturn the convictions of media tycoon Jimmy Lai and six other pro-democracy campaigners for unauthorized assembly in 2019. Reuters correspondent Leila Sharakashini has details.
76-year-old Lai, the founder of the pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily and others, including Martin Lee, had been found guilty of organizing and participating in an unauthorized assembly in August 2019, during months-long pro-democracy protests in the China-ruled city. A lower court had overturned their conviction for organizing the unauthorized assembly, but their conviction for taking part in an unauthorized procession was upheld. The appeal focused on whether the conviction was proportionate to fundamental human rights protections.
Hong Kong's top court on Monday unanimously dismissed the bid to overturn convictions of media tycoon Jimmy Lai. Pakistan's military said on Monday it had arrested the former chief of the top spy agency, Lieutenant General Faz Hamid, and initiated court-martial proceedings against him. The arrest was ordered by the Supreme Court in connection with a land development case and multiple violations of the Pakistan Army Act after his retirement. Aviation staff at Kenya's main international airport say they'll go on strike next week over a contested investment proposal from an Indian conglomerate. About 10,000 members of the Kenya Aviation Workers Union say they'll walk out August 19th, according to the union. The dispute centers on plans by the Kenyan government to enter into an investment agreement with a group from India to expand and modernize the international airport. The Paris Olympics are over, capped off with a dazzling closing ceremony. Here's Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas in Paris.
Paris has closed out 2.5 extraordinary weeks of Olympic sports and emotion with a star-studded show in France's National Stadium. Fireworks erupted into the night sky as Paris capped off the closing ceremony, which many spectators described as unforgettable. Florida tourist Teresa Miller told the AP,
"It was so well put together, and it encompassed the spirit of the Games."
The French capital has handed over hosting duties for the Summer Games to the next city in line, Los Angeles, in 2028. Hollywood star Tom Cruise descended from the top of the stadium to the Mission Impossible theme song before taking the Olympic flag from star gymnast Simone Biles, putting it on the back of a motorcycle and roaring out of the stadium. Los Angeles is looking to prove that topping Paris isn't Mission Impossible. I'm Karen Chalas.
Hits.